You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So last week, we had that conjunction of Mars and Uranus, and I feel like we've felt that energy all throughout the week. So this week, what we got coming up with the astrology is have another big week, and we're all gearing up for the 19th, and that's going to be an alignment where we've got Pluto, Neptune, Uranus and Jupiter all at 4 degrees. So at the moment, we're just waiting for Jupiter to click in to that fourth degree, which will be happening on the 19th of July. So that will be when we come back next week. So what's happening up this week? We do have today, but I forgot, today's the 10th for me. We have Venus moving into Virgo, and also Venus is also in trine to Chiron. So in trine to Chiron, I don't like to put it Chiron, we all know that, but Chiron, the trine, can actually be positive. It can be a sense of healing to do with either a loved one or finances. With Venus moving into Virgo, it's a little bit picky. It's cautious. It's not overspending. It's sort of holding back and, you know, what do I actually want, or am I saying for a rainy day, if it's going to happen, is that going to happen? And it might be that you're wanting to, it could even be that you're wanting to spend money on yourself because you're not happy the way that you look, or because you're wanting that perfect haircut, or you're wanting, you know, that perfect makeup as well. So there'll be a practical reasons why we spend the money, or with the energy that's happening with that Virgo energy. It's about being perfection and precise, but also not overspending, because I feel like Virgos are they're very conscious and they're very aware, but they overthink things too much. But if this has to go this way, then I'll do, then this has to go this way. They're very cautious and conscious of what's going to happen and the effects, and they always want multiple plans about the same situation. Now, we also have this, so it's going to be a new moon, so it's going to be in Cancer on the 14th of July at 7:43 p.m. That is my time here in Sydney, Australia. It's not going to be an easy one with this new moon, because it is in Cancer. It is going to be conjuncting Mercury. So on the 13th, we're going to have the Sun. We will be conjuncting Mercury retrograde, and then the day after is the new moon. And the moon will come and conjunct it, but it will be a couple few degrees from Mercury when it has the actual energy of the new moon. So being in Mercury retrograde, as we know, communication not going smoothly, going a bit haywire, things not really working out to where you planned. But this is bringing up feelings of, could be unsafe, unworthy, or uncomfortable feelings, where someone's made you feel uncomfortable even, and it could be to do with like family, like your surroundings, your support system, because that's what Cancer represents. We also have squares here. So we have Venus in square to Mars, so that's not great for, I mean, looking at anger. We've also got the Sun, Moon, and Mercury all squaring to Saturn. So this is going to bring up some problems. As I said, an uneasy feeling. We've also got the Moon square. It's also going to be squaring Chiron as well as the same thing Venus is trying it. So we've got those squares to Chiron as well, and we've got other planets squaring Chiron too. So I feel like it is going to be a sticky situation, a feeling like where situations are not meeting your expectations. I feel like it's going to be feeling the energy might feel quite dense or uncomfortable. And I feel like that everything is going to there's going to be a lot of people, I feel like, situations where it's going to feel that I don't know what's happening. As I said, you might feel a bit insecure, a bit safety, a bit anxious, a bit worried. You're going to bring up all these emotions. And it could be that you're trying to hold things back, because when we're in the sign of Cancer, you are holding back emotions, because Cancerians like to hold the emotion in. They don't like to let it out unless you break that shell. So let's see how this week pans out. Let's get to a caller. So I've got Michelle, who's in Panama City in Florida. So hi, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's okay. How can I help you today?
Well, I'd love to find out. I love where I live. I live on my boat. And, of course, I have RA. So I'm afraid that in the future, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to stay here, you know, because I have to pay for the lease, you know, once a year. So I'm just wondering, where do you see me at in a year? You see me selling the boat? I mean, I'm worried, am I going to get enough money to buy a place? And, you know, because my health, I got to have surgery. I got to have complete reconstruction in August on my hand. So I'm kind of worried, you know, how everything's going to pan out and being able to take care of myself, you know?
Okay. Well, I do see that you love that boat, and I see you love where you're wearing, like where you are now. I do see, like, though, I don't know if it's been some storm or the waves a bit choppy. I just see it being not smooth. It's a bit choppy, a bit wavy where you are. But I do see on solid ground. So I do feel like that there is going to be an apartment, a unit. I do feel like it's like an apartment that you're going to be going into. I feel like this could be like a year and a half though, because I'm getting a year and a half as in timeline of when this will happen. I do see you having the money. With the operation on your hand, is it your right hand? Because my right hand just feels a bit funny, and it's like you've got strength.
It is. It's my right hand. They're going to put all new joints in my hand.
I feel like you're losing strength in this as well, because I feel my hand just feels a bit tired and weak. And it's something about, like, they're showing me the top part of the hand as well, too. It's like a ligament or something to do with that. Because I feel like you need, and I feel like also that might also be part of the reason why having to give up the boat, or be living on the boat, because I feel like it's going to, the stuff that you have to do on the boat, you're not going to have that strength in your hands, or you don't have that strength in your hands to be able to do that anymore. But I don't feel like you're that far away from the water, because where you end up being in this apartment, I kind of feel like it's an apartment, and you're up high, and I feel like you can still see water from there. So you're still going to be able to, I think you feel like you're going to be able to smell the water as well.
Oh my God, that would be so great, because that's my spiritual energy. I love being on the water.
And it's like, it's not, I'm not seeing a floor on beach though. I've seen like, it's like it has a, what do we call it? I forget. Wharf. Like, I can see a wharf there, and there's other boats that you can see from your window. And I see pelicans there as well. So I don't see. Might be like a marina, like a hearing the word marina. So it might be like a marina area that you end up. But I do feel like that you're going to be happy there. And there's people that I feel like there's family that are going to visit you. You will have the money to move. I do feel like you will have to sell this boat. And with that, it will go to where you're going to go to next. And I feel like you're going to be able to afford everything that you need, but you're going to be very practical in where you're going to go to. I feel like I'm not a doctor, but with the hand, it may take a little bit more time than what you expect for it to heal too. I just keep on hearing the ligaments or something about the nerves in the hand. So I feel like it may take a little bit more time than what you expect for it to heal. But it's like everything has a time and also has a place too. Your mom, is she still with us, or she a bit tricky?
Well, I have two moms. I've got my biological mom, and then I've got my stepmother, who I also call mom because she raised me since I was four. And I think she's pretty close. She's on hospice right now.
Okay, so I've got a mom. I kind of felt they were here, but then I kind of felt maybe they weren't. Because, but then I felt like they were tricked. They were trying to trick me. And the way I see that their hair is that it's like flowy. It's not straight. It's like a sort of a buffiness, curly, flowy kind of hair, not thick. And it's a brownie colored hair. But I kind of felt like that they, on the outside to other people, they were nice, but there's a different energy to this person because, as I said, they're trying to trick me. Like, first of all, like they're telling me they'd passed, and then I said that they were still here, then they were like, they passed. And they just showed me there's two different personalities to this person. And like a mousy brown hair, I kind of feel. Does that make sense?
Oh, she's got Alzheimer's.
So your real mom, your biological mom, I shouldn't say your real mom, sorry about that. Your biological mom, do you know if she's passed over?
Neither one of them has passed over, but my stepmother that raised me, she's real close. She's on hospice. But my other mother's sick too.
Okay. Right. So the lady that raised you, I feel like she's different energy. I feel like she's very nice. She can be very sweet, heart of gold, wants to help you. And I feel like that she is like your support system, like your rock. And I do feel like that you're helping her through this time and she's very grateful for you. And she is like your, even though she's not biological yours, it's like she's yours or you're hers.
Yeah.
The bond is tight, strong. I feel like this is more your biological mum. And I feel like it's like a split personality here. I feel like on the outside, people see her as being like sweet or very good nature, but there's an underlining personality underneath that for people who are close to her or get to know her. There's a different personality than what you see on the surface. And I feel like she can be a bit of a tricky lady as well. And like she expects more. It's like she feels like she deserves more respect, but it's like she hasn't earned the respect that your stepmom has earned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's so on spot.
So I kind of feel like that with your biological mom, that there's a stirring of the pot, but I feel like your loyalty, or you're going to be going more towards the stepmom, and you're helping her through her time. I don't know, I kind of feel like with your other mom, it's like I don't feel like she has a lot. I don't feel like she's got a lot of money or there's a lot there, but I feel like she's like indicating that you're not going to get what she has, but it's to do with money, but I don't feel like there's a lot there, but she may try and use the dangling and the carrot to get what she wants from you. But I do see her stirring the pot, so I think she's going to maybe cause a bit of drama or cause a bit of but I kind of feel like you'll be more loyal to your stepmom. But just be aware of those energies that might be coming up. And I also see a dog with you as well. The dog wants to shake. I feel like this dog will be well trained. I want to shake his hand because he's bringing me up his paw to shake the hand. Too. And I feel like it's a white colored dog, so I don't know where the dog fits in. Oh, this is one that you're going to get when you move, but I do see a dog with you. It's got like a dark around the eye as well, too.
Oh. We had a dog that passed away.
Oh, that might be him. Is he white?
She was a border collie, so she had white on her belly and on her neck, and the rest of her was black. But she had white all underneath her neck and on her belly.
Very well, that well might trained, be like you could shake. Because I see the dog, you can shake his hands, dog. It's very well trained and cute. But
she was very smart.
Thank you for calling in today. I hope I've helped you.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, thank you.
That's okay. So, everybody, if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My YouTube and TikTok is Lady D Psychic. I've just put a video up my YouTube on Prince Harry and Meghan and his family. I'm also going to do a video soon about another true crime video that I'm working on as well. And I'll be doing, I think I might do a video also on another celebrity. I haven't decided yet which one. But anyway, so thank you, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So I hope you all have an amazing week. So bye for now.